歌曲的名字叫做 Castle， 前奏相对来说比较长。那这首歌的副歌部分呢，会给大家带来惊喜。嘿，各位好，这里是可可听歌选语栏目，我是 Linda， 一起来听这首 Castle。
People talking, sick of all this noise, tired of all these cameras flashing, sick of being poised. Now my neck is open wide, begging for a fist around it, already choking on my pride, so there's no use crying.I'm headed straight for the castle. They wanna make me their queen. And there's an old man sitting on the throne there, saying that I probably shouldn't be so mean. I'm headed straight for the castle. They've got the kingdom on fire. And there's an old man sitting on the throne there.I should probably keep my pretty mouth shut. Straight for the castle.
Oh, all these minutes passing, sick of feeling used. If you wanna break these walls down, you're gonna get bruised. Now my neck is open wide, begging for a fist around it. Already choking on my pride.Shouldn't be so mean. I'm headed straight for the castle. They've got the kingdom locked up. And there's an old man sitting on the throne there, saying I should probably keep my pretty mouth shut. Headed straight for the castle.
歌曲的名字叫做 Castle， 在虾米音乐上可以找到免费的下载版本。好，接下来看今天词汇扩展部分的内容啊。先问大家一个问题， adamant， adamant 是什么意思？这个单词呢，在我们上期节目当中出现过， adamant。好，这是一个形容词啊，它是表示在某件事情上面这个态度坚定不移的，就是不改变的。 怎么说都说不通的，都不会改变他这个想法的，坚定不移的，坚决的，这样一个意思。好，来看一下今天的新的词汇。今天第一个单词呢，它是表示连续的猛击，反复的拳打捶打， keep hitting somebody or something hard, especially with your fists。 听一下它的读音， pummel, 有一个乐音在后面呢， pummel P-U-M-M-E-L。 例句，他用双拳不停地捶打枕头， He pummeled the pillow with his fists。 他用拳头连连捶打他的胸膛， Her fists pummeled at his chest。 他严厉地抨击了对手， Pummel 拳打，那他也可以引申为抨击， She pummeled her opponents。好，这是我们今天第一个单词 pummel, P-U-M-M-E-L, pummel, 消化一下。来看今天第二单词，第二单词大家应该见的比较多了，这是一个高频单词 relish, it can be used as a noun as well as a verb. Relish 既可以做动词也可以做名词，那它作为动词可以跟 enjoy 替换，表示享受或者从什么事情什么事物当中获得乐趣， to get great pleasure from something or from doing something. 比如说我可不愿意明天早上起那么早， I don't relish the prospect of getting up early tomorrow. 注意一下 prospect 它是表示愿景的意思，愿景或者这个前景 prospect。 I don't relish, 我可不享受啊，明天要起那么早，一想到这个要发生的事情， I don't relish the prospect of getting up early tomorrow. 我可不愿意明天早上早起。下一句，没有人喜欢清理烤炉。 Yeah, it's gonna get very nasty after you grill something. Nobody relishes cleaning the oven. 没有人喜欢清理烤炉，每次烤了东西之后的话呢，这个汁水啊，沾的溅的到处都是啊，很难清洗。 I don't like it. Nobody relishes cleaning the oven.我喜欢挑战别人拒绝做的工作， I relish the challenge of doing jobs that others turn down. 我喜欢挑战别人拒绝做的工作。接下来看它作为动词还有另外一个意思， to want very much to do or to have something, 就是非常想要去做什么事情或者想要拥有什么东西，渴望，这样一个意思啊，渴望。他渴望得到一些现金，或者他盼望得到一些现金。He relished the idea of getting some cash. Jacqueline 可不想再蹲一阵子，建议大家注意一下这个一阵子，他用的是哪个单词。Jacqueline is not relishing the prospect of another spell in prison. 你没有听错，这个 spell 拼写拼读的这个单词啊，它作为名词的时候表示一段时间。Relish, 享受或者渴望。好，接下来看它作为名词的用法，它作为名词可以指 the great enjoyment or pleasure, 就是享受乐趣这样一个意思，名词。比如说她显然很享受地回味着那一刻， She savored the moment with obvious relish. 这个 savor, S-A-V-O-U-R, 作为动词的时候是表示品尝或者尽情享受。这三个人吃得津津有味啊， The three men ate with relish. Relish 作为名词可以表示调味品或者这个风味佐料啊，开胃小菜的意思啊，比如说香料使这个菜肴更具风味了， Spices give relish to the dish. Relish 今天的第二个单词，消化一下。这个前奏有点像阴森的这鬼片里面的音乐啊，背景音乐。好，来看今天最后一个单词，最后一个单词它是动词，表示激怒某人，使得厌倦，使得烦恼。看一下这个单词长得很简单的 irk, I-R-K, irk 是动词，使烦恼，使厌倦或者激怒。比如说他轻佻的这个语调激怒了他， Her flippant tone irked him. Flippant, 还记得吗 ？Flippant, F-L-I-P-P-A-N-T, 形容词表示轻率的、嘴碎的、没礼貌的。下一句，排练过程也让他越来越厌烦了。The rehearsal process also irked him increasingly. 我必须承认，看到这个家伙不费一分一毛就这样大出风头，我心里就来气。I must admit, it irks me to see this guy getting all this free publicity. 这下 publicity 名词表示公众的关注或者广告、宣传、宣扬。I must admit, 我必须要承认 ，it irks me to see this guy get all this free publicity. 我必须承认，看到这个家伙不费一分一毛就这样大出风头，我心里就来气。好，以上就是今天节目的所有内容了，非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴。如果喜欢这首歌，虾米上能够找到，如果喜欢 Linda， 文本下方有我的联系信息。 Love you guys, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Lying about it.